Krishna. I'm sitting in the temple room. It's Saturday. We just finished prasadam. And devotees are still eating. Men, ladies, and quite a few tourists watching how 100 people eat a lot at once in the temple room. It's quite amusing for them. Anyway, it's nice to be online. This is the first attempt. I haven't learned how to work this machine yet, so maybe a couple of days before the next one comes through. But we're going to try to make this a regular feature so devotees can sort of download and particularly either ask questions or hear what's going on, so that at least I can be in touch with devotees in England, which, except for a few letters that I get, I'm really not so much. Anyway, today the plan is that for the next few days I'm really going to be out of touch, which may mean that we may do this, or perhaps I may not, up until Tuesday. Just really concentrating on chanting extra japa. Perhaps try to chant 3 lakhs a day in order to get that extra spiritual boost that normally I would have gotten in India, or at least I would have done similar thing in India. But since I came back early, so now I'm doing it here in New Brajadam. And if I do give any or get online during that period, I'll give some update. And the other event, which was sort of major importance, was that I finished writing this book. Not just writing it, but also editing it with Keshav Bharati Maharaj at the end of March. And that was the result of a whole year-long marathon, more or less, daily anywhere from 6 to 10 hours of writing. So that book, it's called Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani, and we've sent it off now to the proofreader and copy editor. And if everything goes well, it will be in print in English language by Janmashtami. Anyway, certainly if not Janmashtami, then not long thereafter. And the talks, unlike the other books in the Krishna and Vrindavan series, although this is also a volume of Krishna and Vrindavan, in fact it's the introduction to all of the books. It gives the philosophical basis by which devotees are qualified to hear about Krishna. And it's quite lengthy, although I don't know how long it is as yet. We'll see when it's laid out. But probably 500, 600, 700 pages. And it's all the principles of Bhakti Tattva that we find in Nectar of Devotion and Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavatam, presented in a sort of organized and systematic fashion. So it should help facilitate devotees in their practices of Krishna consciousness. And we're also translating that into Hungarian. Of course, that means that it'll come out in the Hungarian language later on. And then following that book, there'll be other volumes of Krishna's pastimes and Krishna Leela. Well, that's so much for this first installment. And if you want to, if they want to ask questions, where do they write to? There's an email. The email address from which they downloaded this.
There's an email address on the site.
There's an email address on the site. And then if you have any questions in regards to Krishna consciousness or whatever's happening in the society that may have been decided in our GBC meetings, or events like that or anything in regards to me personally, then you can put that on, and then we'll work out a format as time goes on and we get devotees' feedback, see what they like to hear, see what they want to hear most, see what's not so interesting. Then we'll structure the programs like that, broadcast like that, and answer questions maybe every certain number of days. And I hope in this way it'll help all of you stay in touch with me. And of course, since I'm not hearing you, it's a little different, but at least I'm thinking of you all in that way, and that way we stay in touch. Okay, Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.